In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. To be in Christ is to be not of the world. To be in Christ is to measure things not as the world measures them, not to evaluate them as the world evaluates them. In the epistle and in the gospel, we've heard, in the epistle, we heard especially a list of the many ways that the saints have lived and suffered from the Old Testament to the New for the sake of Christ. They lived a life that was not of this world for the sake of the coming Savior. In the Old Testament, and for those who are after Christ, they do so in the fullness of his life, as Christ says, in me, which we'll get to in a moment. Both in the epistle and the gospel, we are shown how this measurement of our lives and of the things and events that happen in the world are not measured by us in the same way as those who are of the world. We don't follow, if you will, the rules of the world. Those of the Old Testament and those of the New who have suffered for the sake of the Savior and given their lives to God were not guided by what some may call common sense, but rather they were a life guided by the Holy Spirit, one that worked contrary to the fallen nature of the rules of the world. And St. Paul encourages us in this epistle to the Hebrews, after having given us an image of the lives of all of these saints to the glory of God, he tells us to run with perseverance, looking to Jesus. And Jesus, speaking to his apostles in the gospel according to St. Matthew that we heard today, has a strong teaching. He says that it's not on the level of our natural blood connections, our natural kinsmen and relations, nor on the typical securities of the world, our houses, our siblings, our fathers, our mothers, our children, or our lands. These are not the measurement of life. Christ says that only the cross, picked up by the believer as the emblem, as the symbol of his own life, of Jesus Christ's life, is the measurement that we need to use. Only by the cross are the ways of the world overcome to take us into eternal life. By the cross, by this way of life in him, we are transformed. We are in the world, but we are not of it. We don't take our meaning, we don't take our substance from it, nor do we evaluate the earthly things as the world evaluates them. You could say that our weights, our measures, are from the God-man Jesus Christ and from him alone. Why is this so? If we don't weigh out and measure something accurately, we'll not be able to replicate it. We will not be able to repeat. We will not be able to have the same results. We will not be able to communicate it with anything to someone else, even in the natural world, if we all have a different foot that is an actual different length in actuality. We'll never be able to tell someone, oh, it's 5-6 feet away. For one person, that 6 feet might be much longer than someone else's. And all the things of the world have this uncertainty, this elasticity, this inability to compare, but in the God-man Jesus Christ, of how we measure and evaluate the world, we have the Eternal One who is constant and never changes. And so in the gospel, Christ is teaching his apostles to be in himself, to be in Christ, to transcend that fallen nature and to work with God so that their life can be truly natural. Or in other words, the way that God, as He created us, it was meant to be. So that we can have a life that is eternal. The martyrs and the confessors of the faith are exemplars of those who measure all things by Christ alone. And Christ says this and points to them directly. In the gospel, He says, "He who confesses in me." And St. John Chrysostom, in his commentary on this verse, draws our attention to that preposition, in. St. John says this, "Mark His exact care. He did not say me, but in me, showing that not by a power of His own, but by the help of grace from above, the confessor makes his confession. But of him that denies, he said not in me, but me. For he, having become destitute of the gift, his denial ensues." In other words, to continue with the analogy that I began with, the one who cannot cling to Christ is not measuring things by Christ. But the one who confesses Christ amidst all kinds of temptation and sorrow, he has Christ alone, and he is in Him, and by His grace is he able to live in that way, as a martyr, as a confessor. St. Theophylact says it even more simply, because he's always taking St. John Chrysostom as his template, and he sums it up in this way. "He who confesses does so aided by the grace which is from above. But as for him who denies Christ and did not say in me, showing that he denies because he does not have that aid from above." So the activity of grace overcomes the worldly measurements. It overcomes all things in the end. Christ's rule, if you will, is to love Him more than all the worldly cares, more than houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands, he says. To be in Christ is to love Christ and His ways more than all other things. All else measured by the eternal God who created us. For each one of those things, no matter how dear to our heart they might be, our land, our family, our children, whatever it might be, those things, they change. The dynamics of them change. Our relationships change. The definition of them might even change. And so when we look to Christ first and chiefly, our Lord says, we can conclude that this equals taking up the cross and following Him. It is at the same time a rejection of the worldly ways of thinking and evaluating and picking up a different form of life. It's not a rejection of loving others or caring for them or holding them dear, but it is a rejection of our limited legacy for what matters most. It's a rejection of holding up our lineage as the most important thing, as a perpetuation, which really boils down to my own ego going forth. Instead, in humility, coming to Christ and measuring things by Him alone and looking for Him for how to love properly, how to care for others in a true love. The measurements of the world are all tied up with sin. They are weights, St. Paul says, on the one who is running to Jesus Christ. So Christ admonishes us to pick up the cross, for it is the only means to be within Jesus Christ, to forsake the ways of the world and even how it measures, but to pick up the cross and to begin to run toward Him. Martyrdom might be the extreme end of the forsaking of the world. The earthly life for the martyr is laid aside for the sake of Christ. In the total measurement of his resurrection, this is the only value that the martyr has. But for us, who may not be called to that kind of martyrdom, we need to be martyred every day. By living daily to lay aside our pride and our desire to evaluate all things by our own measurements. That's a martyrdom. To say, I don't know all. I might not have the evaluation, the right measuring rod, but Christ is. And so I turn to him to know how to think about what's going on in the world, what's going on in my family, what's going on in my land. And the believer does this daily, probably more often do we need to do that. So the Christian measures things, all things, by the commands of Jesus and by a central question. Is this going to help me run the race to Jesus' kingdom? Is it going to help me run that race well? The believer is constantly asking this question so that the values of the world do not hinder that race, do not hinder the run toward Jesus as we look toward him. That daily struggle is what the church calls asceticism, which we can call the bodily training, to dedicate our lives, our physical lives, our material lives, to that spiritual race, to the race toward the kingdom of God. This is how the church refers to it as asceticism, as the ascetic, because the ascetic is an athlete, one who is in training, one who is training for some event. And our great event is the age to come. And so our personal effort is, we measure our lives wholly by and for what is for the kingdom to come that is Jesus Christ's rule and reign. So often we get asceticism wrong. We get our Christian values wrong. We think about it in the wrong way, especially when we interact with the world. We try to be, as Christians, to make the world a Christian place by means of the same rules that the world plays by law, by power, by shouting, by control. We expect the world to conform to our own image through those means when we're acting just like the world. And so St. Paul says in another place, it's not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers of the world that we struggle. We treat many things as social and psychological problems, when really we have a root spiritual problem. Rather, we need to deal with the evil habits that reside in us, where the world resides in us, our passions, our sins. Without dealing with those, we'll merely be covering over worldly thinking and labeling it as following Christ. But the right way is the ascetic way, the way that the church teaches us to lay down our pride, our ego, to fight the sins and passions that are within us, to become detached, if you will, from the worldly outcome and let God handle that, to detach from the worldly cares that have made a home in my heart or in my soul. St. Paul, the first thing he says to the runner of the race is to drop the weights and then run looking to Jesus. He says, drop the weights and fight against the sin. Those are two different things. To drop the weights is to drop the evaluation of the world and look only to Christ, and then begin to fight our sins, to identify, you could say, the worldly cares, the place in our heart where the world still resides, and then to struggle against it. This race is not a one-time race. We run it, we're done, we go on with the rest of our lives. This race is a race that we run through our whole life. It is a race we learn to run through the perseverance that St. Paul points to. So how, as before we close this homily, does the world worm its way into our hearts? How do those measurements become ones that we don't notice that we're using? The ways of the world. They enter us through the thoughts. Thoughts that enter and we don't even notice. The ones that tempt us, or the ones that are from our own passions, they try to add these weights again to the soul. They try to convince us not to drop them when they are already there. And so we are weighed down by them. These thoughts might be suggestions. We all kind of have them. The suggestion that I know what's going on here. The suggestion that this person does this and that. If they were only different, all would be better. The suggestion that I'm not the problem, but someone else is. And then we begin to accept those things. We accept that thought, and it becomes, if you will, what we operate by. We consent to it, and we begin to apply it out in the world. And by that time, we've become captive to that thought. We become captive, and it guides more than just what we're thinking inside, but how we treat others, how we evaluate the world. That's how that happens, brothers and sisters. A thought that enters that we don't notice. And the church, through that ascetic effort of trying to find those ways that are not measured by Christ, we can walk that back. We can be free and not captive to that thought. We can no longer give our consent to it. We no longer will accept it. And when it's suggested, we can know that is not in and of Christ. At each stage, the Christian can let go of that weight and battle the sin that is born from those suggestions. They're able to know what those are because they begin to know Christ more as they draw closer to Him in that race of perseverance as they look toward their Savior and God, Jesus Christ. So much is here, my brothers and sisters. We who believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in Him as the sum and total of life. He's the goal, He's the finish line, and the measuring rod and the scale that gives to us always the true assessment of our life. All other scales, all other measuring rods are off the mark in some way or another. They will not guide us well. They definitely will not guide us into the age to come where all is in and filled with Jesus Christ in His glorious kingdom. So let us look at our lives and see where the world might have wormed its way into our thinking, where we have begun measuring and evaluating without a thought to our God and our Savior. Let us see that to begin to measure it by Him is the way out. We can ask ourselves, is this a weight slowing me down in my run? Or maybe in it is the cross that Jesus is giving me for my salvation, and then I can run well. Am I justifying my sin simply because it must be done this way in the world? Am I caught in a passion that I must fight, for I desire the virtue that is Jesus Christ? Fight well and run toward Christ and away from those passions. Grace will aid your run, and it will lighten your load. So let all things be measured and accomplished in Jesus Christ. Whether these things are great or whether they are small, let us drop the weight and remove the clinging sins, as St. Paul calls them, and run toward Christ on the path that he has perfected for us in faith. Amen.